Salary. Turning to salary, as my colleague Barbara said in an earlier webinar, everybody would like to make more money. And in actuality, we've had only one candidate in our, 100 years of combined executive search who actually requested taking less money. She received an offer for a company and an opportunity that she was very interested in. The offer actually was a raise on what she was making. But when she sat down and did the accounting, she realized that that offer was $2,000 more than would allow her to qualify for her subsidized housing, which she enjoyed immensely and actually saved her tens of thousands of dollars. So she requested that the hiring company pay her $2,000 less. Now that is a rather extreme example. So let's get back to your situation probably. My guess is most of you would like to make more money. The key is keeping money in perspective. A lot of people will think that more money means more appreciation. It means that you're more valued as an employee. It can also give a false sense of growth when basically you're not growing as far as skills are concerned, but you're only growing as far as salary or compensation. And sometimes it's sad to say that people use it as a band-aid to cover up a sense of personal insecurity, that if I'm making a lot more money, I'll feel much better about myself. And in reality, it only puts more pressure on people, which gets us back to that list that we constructed at the beginning of this, looking at what our priorities are and measuring the results of our search against that criteria. If salary trumps a job change because of growth or new management or personal satisfaction or even location and hours, opting for a bigger salary is oftentimes a sugar high. And if the salary isn't game-changing, you end up cashing the first couple paychecks and are still in a situation where you're left less than happy.